Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon, a conversation about all the good things in the bluegrass with your host, Mike Warner.
Welcome to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. I'm your host, Mike Warner, owner of Warner Builders, partners with Dwayne Kohler and Kohler Warner Construction, and with my wife, we have Warner Realty, where our commissions are negotiable, but our service is not. We give you our very best every single time. Thanks for listening. I've got a great guest today, Daryl Virts. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Now, so I just met you, and for our listeners out there this morning, you know, who don't know you, because I really don't know you, tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I'm originally a Marylander.
Okay.
And I spent most of my early years at a school called Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So after Milton Hershey, went back to Maryland and then got married, had three children, and we ended up for the last 27 years in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Just recently moved here 3.5 years ago and built a house in Richmond.
Very good.
And we love it here. We were heading down south. My wife says I take the long way everywhere, so
yeah.
Richmond was a stopping point. Mm-hmm. We live near the Buckeyes, off the Buckeyes exit.
Yeah, love Buckeyes, yeah.
Gotta love Buckeyes.
Yeah. And I've got a grandson in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay.
It's just right outside D.C. They've got a bike path that actually connects to the mall at the Capitol, and we can ride bikes there. I can ride from their house to the mall in about 15 minutes on a bicycle. So we get up to that D.C., Maryland, Virginia area quite a bit.
Is that bicycle uphill or downhill, Mike?
We do it both ways. One way, one direction, one
downhill's
another.
Downhill's okay. Uphill's a little challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But they've done that rails to trails in a fabulous way. I mean, we hear that term, rails to trails. They took that train, I don't know how far it goes, like say from Vienna, where my grandson Cole lives, to the mall at D.C. Is maybe 6 or 7 miles.
Right.
And it's paved, and along the way there's food trucks.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah. But I don't know how far it goes the other direction.
Right.
If we go down and make a right towards D.C., I don't know how far it goes left, but they've just done a great job with it. It's fabulous. So.
All right.
Yeah. So you live in Richmond, Kentucky.
So I live in Richmond. And what got me here is my daughter had finished at Penn State, and we decided to sell our house and move south. And then meanwhile, a buddy of mine that I've been in the flooring industry now for coming up on 38, 39 years. Started with DuPont Flooring Systems in Baltimore. Went to work for Shaw Industries after that on the commercial side of the business, supply install company. Now they're a supply company, carpet manufacturer, hardwood manufacturer, LV manufacturer. And then I managed a builder brand with Mohawk in Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. And I was in Pennsylvania for Mohawk, downturn in builder business, 2007, 2008, the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Left
Mohawk. We don't talk about that time.
Yeah, that was a tough time. Left Mohawk and then worked for a company and then had my own flooring company in Pennsylvania. So my daughter finished at Penn State. We decided we were going to move south, be it South Carolina or Florida. Sold the house. The problem was the housing market down south got 3 times market value.
Right, yeah.
So we got boxed out. Meanwhile, a buddy of mine that I worked with at Mohawk that is the president of my company, not that I own it, but that I represent, is America's Floor Source.
Yeah.
We're based out of Columbus, Ohio, 400 employees. We've got 10 stores in 5 states. We're in Indiana. We're in Memphis, Tennessee. We're in Chicago, north of Chicago, Northbrook. We're in Cincinnati under another umbrella that's called JP Flooring. Our Chicago location is called Lewis Floor and Home. And we bought a store here called the Flooring Gallery. And they also, I believe, had 1 or 2 buildings in Louisville. So we have 2 locations in Kentucky. So I moved here to be part of that.
Cool.
And part of my strength with Mohawk was builder. So Mike asked me if I could be part of the builder team here. So when I first got here, you know, I represented our company. Yes, I know the old adage, all things to all people. Yeah, we can be all things to all people.
Yeah.
We have a separate division for retail. We have a separate division for property management. We have a separate division for wholesale. And we've got a separate division for light commercial. Each one of those divisions requires a different level of service, which is something that we're good at. In Columbus, where we're headquartered, you know, we're the third largest right now in the country in terms of dollar volume. In the Ohio market, we're well known. Kentucky, we're known, but we're still considered a smaller location in this marketplace.
So, I'm curious, who are the top two?
As far as flooring companies in the country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said you're third. I can't say that curious.
Live on air, Mike.
Yeah, you can.
If I were to look at the data, now it's based on retail specialty stores, and it's based on dollar value. Mm-hmm. I want to say Right Rug is probably number two, mm-hmm. I believe, because I looked at it the other day. And to be honest with you, I don't know who number one is.
Well, it's because, like I say, I don't think of Lexington as having a national presence for anyone, really. Typically, the flooring companies are privately owned.
The majority are.
Yeah, so.
And in some cases, most people think that, I mean, we're a privately owned company, but we're still the third largest in terms of dollar volume.
Yeah, that's cool.
And our business is dramatically picking up. I mean, this is a different market compared to where I came from in terms of builder business, and I'll give you an example. Most of my builders in, say, Pennsylvania and Maryland and Delaware had a national footprint.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the builders had 100 homes, 200, 300 homes in a development, four or five models, and they were the only builder in that development.
Yeah, right.
I come to Kentucky, and it's totally, I don't have to tell you, you're a builder, is that a lot of developments may have 20 different builders.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of work with a couple builders off of Polo Club, Buttermilk Road, Stolen Horse, Rabbit Warren. There's six or seven different, eight, nine, 10 different builders in there.
Yeah. There's really only a couple. Maybe three that I can think of that in the Lexington market that buy a piece of ground and develop it and do the whole thing.
Right.
And Ball being the biggest of those. I mean, but they've been around. Actually, Don Ball, who's passed away, joined Home Builders the same night as my dad in 1958.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, they go back. His son, Ray Ball, was one of my closest friends. He's also passed away, but... That's their niche. They buy the land, they develop it, they build their own houses and sell them, and they've been hugely successful at that. But beyond them, there's Jimmy Nash does that.
I know him well.
Yeah, James Monroe, I think, does that. But that's the only three I can really think of that, because we do primarily custom homes. So somebody buys a lot somewhere, hires us to build a house.
Right.
And that's kind of how our model works. So we bounce around all over the state. But so you said you have a two children.
I have three.
Three.
The Colorado.
What part of Colorado?
Boulder. They love
it. Okay.
They came to Kentucky for about a day, and there's not a lot here compared to where they're at.
Yeah.
So they're constantly doing something, either concerts. I mean, they work. Don't get me wrong, but they definitely are loving life. Now, my son that lives in Hawaii, my daughter's there now. Actually, she's working in Hawaii for the next 2 weeks. But they surf and they're having a good time.
Yeah. What part of Hawaii?
Kauai.
Okay, cool. Kauai.
I might pronounce that wrong. Kauai or Kauai?
No, I think you're right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've visited Hawaii, and I've been to Maui, and I've done the Road to Hana, and the Road to Hana is a kind of a something everyone has to do. It's a pilgrimage, but we got to Hana and liked it. So it's most tourists go to Hana and turn around and come back. We went to Hana and said, this is pretty cool. We're just going to stay here for two or three days. And we did. And then we came back around the backside of the island. But love Hawaii. Love Colorado.
My wife's been there. My daughter's been there. My middle son, Andrew's been there. But I'm hoping to get there this summer.
Cool.
That's the goal. Now, I know we're going to Colorado probably in July or August just to visit the kids, because we haven't been able to do that.
Yeah.
Since we had a dog, now since Messi's passed, now we can go and we can visit and see the kids as a couple, which will be nice because we haven't done that in a long time.
That's cool. Blake, you're the one who introduced me here, so tell us about how y'all met.
I went to the BIAA event at the Lexington Ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Legends.
Wednesday. Yeah, Legends Ballpark, and I'm still kind of, finding my way around that avenue because, I'm kind of new to it. So I was kind of just off in a corner, and Daryl came up to me and said, hey, pretty much grabbed me by the shoulder and said.
Okay. So it was a BIA event, not a Commerce Lexington event.
I think that was a Commerce Lexington event. Yeah, it had the Legends.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it was part of Blake's role in the company is to be the face man. He's the good looking one. He's the good looking son. So we put him out there. I told him, okay, we'll join all the, well, we were members of BIA, but, and Chris is on their executive board, but committee, but I joined the chamber. And we've had Bob Quick on here, who's just retired as a longtime president of the Chamber of Commerce, or Commerce Lexington, it's called now. But
Daryl came up to me. I was actually with one of my childhood friends, Stinson Miller, and he came up to both of us, and he talked to me about his business. I talked about mine. Stinson talked about his. And connected through that. And,
cool.
I immediately knew that he would be a good guest for you.
All right.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So.
Way to go. Way to go. Okay. So you moved down here from Pennsylvania.
I did.
And you've never been to Lexington before.
No, I visited a week or two before I actually moved here.
Okay.
And I stayed at a Hampton Inn for 3 months. My wife wasn't going to come until we were 100% certain this was a good fit.
Yeah.
So, people were very welcoming. Dave Thornton I met somewhat right away.
Yep.
Rob Hunley at Back Construction has been absolutely fantastic. Him and I've had lunch once or twice. Since I worked with builders, looking for a house was easy because all day long I drove around, met Jimmy Nash, Chris Mulberry. There's a builder out of Nashville, Dalimore Homes, I do a lot of work with. So I started looking at different areas to move to, and they were Versailles, the natural heirs where everybody says, hey, take a look at Midway, take a look at Georgetown. Ended up at Bucky's one day with a cup of coffee, and the price of housing was half the price of 20 miles north. So.
Yeah.
I brought my wife into town that weekend. Next thing you know, we're signing papers, and we were the first house in a 27-home community off of Duncannon Lane. So
cool.
We love it.
How close is that to EKU?
Oh, within a mile or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because his youngest brother went to EKU, and that's a great university as well. Richmond's a great city. They're doing
really
a lot down there,
Really growing. We love it. Everybody's warm and welcoming, and at the end of the day, it's are we going to retire here? I don't know. I'd still like to be where there's palm trees. I don't miss the Maryland and the Northeast winters or the Pennsylvania winters. Now, we've had them here.
Oh, yeah.
They're not as, I think this winter was a little challenging.
I'm
not going to lie. It reminded me of home.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But the big difference is we know how to handle as far as roadways and stuff.
So what have you explored? Exploring Central Kentucky, have you been to Keeneland?
Oh, yeah, just one of the tailgate parties.
Okay. Went to a tailgate. So you went
there
to the races?
Nah,
tailgate and races?
I did just go to I was invited to the Lexington Room with a builder out of Cincy about 2 years ago. Inside part was, I don't know, for me, I need to be out talking. And then there's a lot of, everybody had their own little table, so I would gravitate outside.
I get it.
But mostly on the hill.
Okay.
I don't understand horse racing, so it's hard for me to.
The one that's fastest wins.
Yeah, the one that's fastest wins, right.
that's how it works. But, hey, okay, we just got our two-minute warning here, so we're going to wrap this first segment up. And got Daryl Kirks on here from Flooring Gallery?
No, America's Floor Source.
America's Floor Source.
Yes.
Okay, so you bought the Flooring
Gallery.
Yeah,
so we're a full-service flooring store. Okay. We're in Hamburg. We actually are in 1850 Bryant Road, which is where Ball Homes and Stone Basics and Monkey Joe's, the kids' gym, is there.
All right, so that's where we can come see. You
that's
got a showroom?
We got a showroom. We got a designer showroom. We got a builder design center. We are open 6 days a week.
All right.
And we're there, right up behind Chick-fil-A, right across from Drake's and Malone's.
You open today, Saturday?
We are open Saturday.
What time?
10 to 4.
Okay, so go out there today, 10 to 4, and when you finish that, go home and watch the Derby. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight watching that. We'll be back after the break. Mike Warner, Warner Builders, Warner Realty, 859-421-0800.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon.
Back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. I'm Mike Warner. I've got Daryl Virts here with me. If I mispronounced that earlier, I apologize. From America's Floor Source, and you all are located out in Hamburg on Bryant Road. Open Saturday today, 8 to 4?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. What about Monday through Friday?
9 to 6.
9 to 6. And your business model, retail, anybody can walk in?
Retail, property management, yes. We service every segment.
Okay, so
basement, bathroom, all the way up to a full-size hospital.
Okay, so, but is it, do you sell primarily to retail customers walking the door, or are you mainly a contractor?
We do a mix. Walk-in business would be our retail. Our our design center and showroom is set up as a retail with your most popular brands. You got Mohawk, Karastan, Dow Tile, Louisville Tile, Shaw, Cali Floors, which is a really big supplier for us. The wholesale division, we have a lot of builders that do wholesale. We'll provide the material, do the delivery, and they have their own installation crews. So a large percentage of business is going that way right now.
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
Because I've been a builder and I buy flooring supplies and we usually hire a subcontractor to put it in, but I've never bought it wholesale. Is that?
We sell a lot whole. Now, we do installation as well. We are full turnkey. I'll give you an example. I can kind of throw names of other builders out here.
Sure.
Jimmy Nash. Jimmy Nash carpet. We do the hardwood, not in all his houses, and we do his tile. Now, Jimmy does a lot of outdoor tile, pool tiles with me, but he has his own installation team for that.
Okay. So, but when you say wholesale, do I have to have a wholesale license? Do I have to collect sales tax?
Wholesale means we provide you the material and you have your own installation.
Okay, all right.
So we're not selling it to you at a retail price point.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I was trying to figure it out. So back to just you and your family moving here. We left off at Keeneland. You went inside. That wasn't for you. Went outside. That's fine. I as a homegrown Lexingtonian, I've spent my 65 of my 70 years here in Lexington. Did a tour in the Air Force. It was away for a little bit, but other than that, I've been right here. Let me just tell you a few things. Keeneland is the most beautiful racetrack in the world, and I say that without prejudice. It is absolutely the most fabulous place you'll ever visit, and it's open 365 days a year. You can go out. People think of it as the spring meet and fall meet and perhaps the sales and stuff like that. But it's open any day of the week. And you can go out the track kitchen. The only way you'll find it is if there's a big black water tower that you can see from Versailles Road. And just keep going till you find it. And the track kitchen's next to it. You'll meet some of the finest horse people in the world there, from trainers to owners to jockeys. That's where kind of the people go who work around that track.
Right.
And you can grab something to eat or breakfast, go up in the grandstands, you can sit in a box seat when they're not racing and eat a breakfast sandwich and watch the horses train. You can go to the sales. The sales arena there is open to the public, even when they're having sales. And you can, if you go there on the first day, they have a book, and the horses have a hip number when they sell them as yearlings. Typically, they're sold as yearlings. They have a weanling sale too, but the better horses sell as yearlings. You can, if you're in the book and the first 80, and you're in that first day, hip numbers 1 through 80, you might see a horse. Somebody bid $1 million or $2 million for a horse in there, and you can just sit in there and watch them. Don't raise your hand. Daryl, do not raise your hand under any circumstances. Don't raise your hand. But it's so much fun to go in there because it's not like you don't have to be a VIP or an owner or have a tag or a pass. Right. The sales are open to the general public. You can go in there and sit down, and you can watch these people from all over the world come in to look at these horses and the auctioneer doing the bidding. It's fascinating. So I'm going to tell you, go to Keeneland even when they're not racing because it's just something great to do. Go out to the horse park.
Been there.
Okay. Go out to the horse park, tour it, go there for events. This past weekend was the Defender 3-day event. Most people remember it as the Rolex 3-day event. It's a world competition with horses and riders. They do, it's different than, there were 30 Olympians competing out there this past weekend. That's just once a year, and it was last weekend, but they had 30 Olympians competing out there, and it's different than the Olympic event because in the Olympics, they'll do one event, and they'll medal in it or whatever. At the 3-day event, it is a dressage, jumping, and steeplechase, one rider, one horse competing in all three. It's a triathlon for both the horse and the rider, and they had over 100,000 people out there last weekend just witnessing that. So it's a world event, comes here to Lexington. Go see a Kentucky football game. Go see a Kentucky basketball game. Rupp Arena, where our Cats play. We've had the privilege of working for the grandson of the great Adolph Rupp, building for him. But go to a basketball game.
That we haven't done that yet. My daughter played competitive volleyball, so my wife and I did have season tickets to the UK volleyball team.
Yeah, they did very well. They were ranked one, right?
I believe they're ranked. They lost now championship, so they were number two. Fantastic season. My wife and I went to watch them play Louisville the other night, so that was fun.
But your daughter's not playing for UK?
No. She's a Penn Stater.
Penn State volleyball player.
Penn State. You know, when I first moved here, I had my Penn State apparel, and the office made me go get some stuff from Keeneland.
Yeah.
Now I do like the UK football team, the basketball. Yeah. We haven't been to a game yet, but we're not from here, so we gravitate back to the, you know.
That's okay.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, everybody there either went to Penn State or one of the other local small community
colleges. Sure. Well,
my middle son played college lacrosse for a local college in Pennsylvania. Lacrosse, I don't think, is as of big a sport here.
It's not as big, but it's getting. I mean, my grandsons play at middle school and high school level, which wasn't even. Y'all didn't have a lacrosse team, did you, Blake?
We did. I didn't play, but yeah, it wasn't very popular or anything.
Yeah.
It's like you said, Langley.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, my nephew.
Yeah. He plays for Henry Clay now. And,
yeah.
But.
We definitely root for the UK teams now.
Yeah,
we're here now.
Do so, but at Rupp Arena, just take your wife one day, go on Ticketmaster, wherever, get a lower arena seat. There's not a bad seat, but the upper arena, you don't get the full field. And you'll pay a little bit more, but get a lower arena ticket anywhere in the lower arena. Go on a Saturday afternoon game, okay? Go on a Saturday afternoon game, get a lower arena ticket, and the noise is deafening. That crowd gets so alive on a Saturday afternoon game. ESPN, you know, we're always ranked in the top 25 or so, so we're always on ESPN. Well, so that means we'll play Tuesday night at 9:00. We're airing for the West Coast to watch, you know. So I don't go to those, but man, those Saturday 2:00, 3:00 tip offs. Go to that. There's nothing like it. You'll enjoy it. So, and then Festival Market Farmers Market, right here downtown, right down the street from here. Farmers Market on Saturday is a great thing to do. They probably have one in Richmond too. The new park down here, Gatton Park, at the end of this. Great concerts there. Great concert series there.
The Hound's Throne event there.
I saw that.
May.
Yeah.
May. Yeah. Okay. Who's playing?
I'm playing.
Is the Bedford Band playing?
I mean, there's 15 people in the lineup.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Come on
out
to the house.
Yeah. Well, just throwing out some things, Daryl, because when you're new to Lexington, there's a, you know, things get overlooked, and the you know, if you go online, what's going on, it'll tell you that there's a apple eating bobbing contest at some place. You know, it's like, no, go to Keeneland, go to the horse park, go to the farmers market, go to Gatton Park, you know, go to a ball game. These are the things that you really want to do and experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so back to America's Floor Source. How do we help you? How do we get people into your doors Saturday morning?
That is a good question. Well, when I first moved here, I didn't know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, and it's how I really met Blake, the Commerce of Lexington, which I'm a member of now, great people, a great network. I started my own networking group. And it's not a networking group where there's 10 or 12 people in a room and I have to refer you and you have to refer me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done work for you. You haven't built a house for me. Mm-hmm. So I could say I know Warner Builders, but I can't say that they're the greatest builder in life. You probably could be, but I don't know that because I haven't experienced it.
We're one of.
So one of, correct. Mm-hmm. So I started my own connections group. So I put together emails from people that I connected with, and now I have over 1,600 people.
Great.
And we meet two times a week. We meet once in Madison County, and we meet once in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened was, I broadcast a business. So this Friday,
Friday. Well, I think since we're broadcast Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Is we were at the Lexington Legends Stadium.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be, you know, 9 to 11:30 at the that already occurred.
Yeah.
So next May 8th, the Lexington Soccer Club is hosting at their stadium from 9 to 11:30. Now,
okay.
I send out my email to everyone and says where we're hosting. The only thing that's in the email about me and America's Floor Source is my signature line at the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, as a benefit a special treat, Dan Ritchie with Real Property Management is giving away to all attendees that attend that 2 tickets to that night's game.
That's a Friday night?
May 8th, yeah.
So this coming Friday.
Out at the
soccer
field.
Locker
field, yep.
Locker, cool. What time does that start?
9 to 11:30, soccer stadium, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lexington Sporting Club, soccer stadium. Every week we do Lexington and once in Richmond. Now, lately in Richmond, we've been at a coffee shop called Britannicals. New coffee shop, great atmosphere. And I can get 50 to 100, 200, well, not 200, but 100 people in there. Mm-hmm. My Richmond connect, I still send it out to everyone that's part of Lexington, but that's still a little bit of a travel to get to Richmond.
Yeah.
Now, I still have people that live in Richmond, but my Lexington one gets anywhere from 50 to 250.
Cool.
We draw a pretty good crowd. Now, the difference is when they get there, they connect. Like, when I met Blake, if people were talking for more than 2 or 3 minutes, I move them along and let them talk and meet with other people, exchange business cards, set up a lunch. And then now every week I get 25 to 50 people sending me emails of various people saying they want to be part of this, they want to be part of this. There's no cost, there's no agenda, no PowerPoint. It's just meet and greet. And now I've become incredibly important to a few smaller businesses is because their people come and that's how they generate revenue.
Yeah.
So, and every week they meet new people. That's the upside.
Well, and the soccer field, what's it called?
Lexington Sporting Club.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's all right.
But the Lexington Sporting Club is relatively new and being developed, but I've been out there too. Just again, nothing was going on.
Right.
I took my grandson Langley out there, his nephew, and we just walked around. I mean, they've got a gift shop. We
beautiful
went in.
Stadium.
Yeah, beautiful stadium. And it's just going to get bigger and
easy
better.
Easy parking, easy access.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
so
good.
I'm excited about that. So for me, that's pretty big because I like to be a part of those two venues as opposed to a coffee shop every Friday.
Sure.
Now, I tell you who's been a real gracious host to most of my events is Brevide Coffee Shop down at the Distillery District.
Mm-hmm.
Villarica and her husband have been fantastic. Their whole family's been great because we get a lot of people in there. Mm-hmm.
Is that sister to the one High Street?
I go to the one on High Street.
High Street, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there is one, I think that the main coffee shop is there in the Distillery District.
Yeah, right there by Goodfellas where the water, I guess it's the water tower or some sort of tower up there.
Yeah, no, they've got a...
I can get parking. That's the upside. People can park. Mm-hmm. That's always been a challenge because I get businesses that call and say, hey, can I host? The problem is if there's not parking, people won't stop.
Yeah.
If they can't park, they won't get out. So.
Yeah. Well, when you're there, last week we had Barrel House Distillery on here, and they have a great tour. I mean, you don't have to go to Bardstown to get a great tour. If you want a great bourbon tour, sign up for the one at Barrel House Distillery right there next to it. They have a tavern as well that has food, and it's a great, quaint place to have lunch. They've got a big sign. I was telling our guest last week, got a big sign inside there that says, it's more fun to eat in a tavern than to drink in a restaurant,
right?
Because it's a true tavern.
Right.
It's built in the early 1800s, been converted and redone, but great sandwiches. Pimento cheese is one of my favorites. They got a great pimento cheese toasted sandwich, but it's also, they make bourbon right there on site, and the tour and the explanation of how they make it so that you just understand that part. Because being in Kentucky, Darryl, there are two things that drive Central Kentucky's economy. Well, three things that drive Central Kentucky's economy: University of Kentucky, and its medical center, the bourbon industry, and the horse industry.
Right.
You take those three away from here, and in the past we've had things like in the late '60s, early '70s, IBM came here to build typewriters. Well, There are no typewriters being built anymore. So that went away. It became, something else, and they do printers, but that's kind of disappeared a little bit. A lot of those jobs came and went, but Toyota's in Georgetown. But really, our big drivers are the University of Kentucky, the bourbon industry, and the horse industry. And being familiar with those and just to be able to talk about them is I love it. I mean, like I say, I was born and raised here. It's in my soul, so I can't get away from it. What? 2 minutes? Man, oh, man. Daryl just talks too much. I mean, yeah, it's Saturday morning. Go out to American Floor Source in Hamburg, Bryant Avenue. Get with Daryl out there, and they'll close at 4, which gives you plenty of time to get home for post times like 6:58 or something like that for the Derby tonight. And there's some great horses. Great horses going to run. It has always been said it's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. It's people will literally be watching. It's one of the largest watched, second only maybe to the Super Bowl on TV ever. I mean, it's a big deal. It starts early in the today, and coverage does and goes all day right up through the Derby. So we will be back after the break. I am Mike Warner, Warner Builders, Warner Realty. Give us a call, remodeling, additions, and new construction, residential and equine. My number is 859-421-0800. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. I'm your host, Mike Warner. Got Daryl Vertz here, and I want to make sure I say that correctly. Blake?
So you've got a ribbon cutting coming up for your...
We do, in June.
Okay, all right.
Commerce of Lexington will be there to... We rebranded our logo. We've refreshed and completely remodeled a little while back our showroom. Our showroom platform right now has some of the most recognized brands in the industry. You know, being the third largest gives us great buying power. Mm-hmm. We negotiate heavily, but we also stock millions of dollars of inventory, mm-hmm. which does help when a customer comes in and mm-hmm. they say, hey, I need carpet today, I need hardwood today, or I need LVP today.
Yeah.
We have it. And since we bring it in by the truckload for maybe a lot mm-hmm. of our inventory, as we're able to offer a installed price point that,
is good.
It's challenging to beat it. It really is. I mean, there's an advantage to being the third largest in the country.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Well, so you mentioned some names. You work for Jimmy Nash. I think the world of Jimmy, great builder. Mulberry, I know them. Monroe, I know a little bit about. I don't know him personally.
No, I don't do Monroe. I don't do any of James Monroe.
Don't do any?
No.
So you mentioned some out of Nashville. Who's that?
Dalamar Homes out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Where are they built?
Georgetown, Lawrenceburg, and Nicholasville.
What's their price point?
The Burley Ridge was one in Nicholasville. That could have been $450,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Georgetown has some townhomes that are probably in the low threes, maybe high twos.
Mm-hmm.
That could be pushing it. Could be maybe in the four. I don't know what the townhome price
That's
point
all right.
is.
Yeah.
They got single families there mm-hmm. as well.
Okay. I just had not heard of them, but I don't build in those areas much.
Yeah, they've been here for coming up on 4 years now, as long as I've been here, 3.5.
Yeah, cool.
Teddy Rogers, Anderson Rogers.
Yep,
everybody knows
them.
Teddy. Anderson mm-hmm. and Rogers is a well-known presence in this marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Outside in Richmond, Kyle Hooten. He's actually building a couple in Nicholasville as we speak, but Kyle's doing 50, 60 homes a year. He's a very well-respected mm-hmm. builder, built a lot of homes in Richmond.
Yeah. Richmond's a great area. Like I said before, we just helped a guy finish a house, and I can't really even remember the street, but it's the second exit. It's the EKU exit. You make a right and go out almost to the veterinary center and make another right. And I'm really nice lots, really nice homes. There's a sign out there on a huge piece of property that is going to be developed into something farm or farms. subdivision. I'm anxious to see what those lot prices go for, because there's certainly no land in Lexington for a guy to build a house. So right. It'd be kind of fun, but yeah.
And I do some work in Paris. Actually, Dallimore's in Paris as well.
All right.
And Chris Bromigan, I don't know if he owns a company called Brummy Homes. Chris has some scattered lots throughout. He's actually building quite a bit right now in Paris.
Okay.
In the same community as Ball Homes.
All right.
I think Chris's company is probably, I believe they're the developer there as well.
Yeah. So you mentioned, and I have to know as too, that Mike Ball's got a horse run this afternoon.
I found that
this
out
evening.
This morning. He's got a horse running in the Derby.
It's morning line 8-1. So it's, you know, it's got a good. That's a good spot to be.
Right.
It's a great spot to be. We'll be pulling for the Ball family. Mrs. Ball, Myra Ball, is just one of the sweetest ladies you ever meet, and she's, like I say, I grew up with the whole family. It's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, Blake, what else? What do you think about your role as being our PR man, our face man in the company?
You know, when I was out there, a lot of people probably don't know this about me, but I moonlight as like a little background actor. And
How was your show Sunday?
Yeah,
I missed it. I recorded, but I haven't had a chance to watch it.
I got – so there's a studio in Lexington off Woodhill Drive called Lex Studios, and, yeah, they just randomly found my picture somewhere and said that I was going to be perfect for the part of a – horrible person. so I got to do a little reenactment, but there were a lot of those.
It was like a true crime,
series called a Plan to Kill.
And you were the killer.
And I was the killer.
Oh.
But yeah, out at the Legends Ballpark, there were representatives for that company out there. The parent company, Wrigley Media, their representative was out there, as well as a producer that worked on the show that I was on.
So you mentioned to me, so Lexington is becoming a really
Kentucky Film
Tax Incentive is the best in the country.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So all the Hollywood people are coming here, Wrigley Media, it's the Wrigley Gum people, they own Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Same people, they're in the film world.
Wow.
I played the grand opening of that place.
Lex Studio.
Yeah, nice shout out to Jim Sabo, you're my dog.
Yeah, that
There you go.
Yeah, it's very legit.
Yeah.
That's cool because
Travis, who's been on the show, is here because of that same tax incentive. Our TV buddy, that's something.
Yeah.
He's
in Lexington because of the film incentive.
Yeah.
So are we going to see more movies produced here?
I think so, yeah.
They shut down 2 weeks ago for a movie.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. Oh, a very interesting movie. Yeah. I live downtown and I was driving home, just a regular thing, and I thought I saw two people dressed up as Hershey Kisses. They weren't Hershey Kisses, they were flesh colored, and it was quite the sight. But yeah,
is that just an unwrapped Hershey's Kisses of
I'm
caramel
not going
or
any
what
further than what I just said? You'll figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I mean, Bill Skarsgård and I think Al Pacino just shot a movie here.
Al Pacino shot a movie here?
Yeah, now from what I understood, he flew here, shot his scenes, and flew back. But Bill Skarsgård, which is a younger actor, a lot of people know him from the It horror movies, as Pennywise the Clown. But yeah, he was just here shooting that. But it's like Colin just said, I mean, it's Lexington is going to become very centric in a lot of movie scenes, and I'm hoping that maybe my little segment as a faceless, voiceless serial killer gets noticed, so that
you never know, buddy. You never know.
I love building with you, Pops, but hey, you know, that'd be a lot cooler.
I did a pilot. Chelsea and Lee and I did a pilot for a barn makeover, but it didn't get picked up. But
Well, now that you asked me what's new with me, that was pretty much it.
Okay.
It was good to go to the Legends Ballpark and meet them, meet Daryl.
Let me ask you this. Tie this whole thing together here. America Floor Source, Warner Builders, and Blake Warner, actor extraordinaire. You mentioned the other day, I mean, they build these sets. How many sets? When you're inside that building, how many different sets are there?
I couldn't give you so they've got a permanent, Judge Judy kind of show there. I'm not sure the name of it, but it's like a judge. A court setting.
Yeah.
And
And that doesn't change much. They built that, and that's kind of.
But they do have like a late night television show that they shoot there, and I think it airs on Fox. But then, yeah, they do turn over a bunch of different different settings.
Well, sounds like an opportunity for America Floor Source and Warner Builders to go in and do sets, and we don't have to do it. We don't have to do a real good job because it's just going to tear it back down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you know, tear it down, rebuild it. I mean, it all yeah, the same.
That's what
so,
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's that is that I have thought about it. It would be really cool as if because I mean I watch them, you know. Not necessarily tear down the room that I was acting in, but they, within 10 minutes of going away and coming back, the room looked completely different. I mean, the floor was the same, the walls were the same, but the, everything was completely reorganized. They have people there. I mean, it's just like what you would see on a behind-the-scenes documentary on how a movie's made.
Cool.
They've got 20 people that come in, bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
The, everything is completely changed, but yeah, no, I mean, they convert, you know, people can't see it, but like where you all are sitting now, they would turn that into an apartment or an apartment area, a living room, a kitchen, you know, instantly change. So, I mean, but yeah, there's got to be somebody that's got to be out there to put together those tables, put together those walls and those floors.
Well,
I mean, yeah. So
get discovered, man. Sounds good.
Shout.
Yeah. So Daryl, I'm interested now thinking about, you know, what do you see as trends? What's the hottest flooring product on the market today?
That seems to change depending on taste, but you know, LVP is here to stay. I don't see it going away. Now there's different technologies with LVP. You know, Mohawk has a patented system called Unilin, which is the clicking system for LVP. Now, the ingredients in LVP change over the years. Instead of being raw vinyl, now it's got a stone polymer content, which means it's a little bit more forgiving, say, to sunlight, expansion and contraction. You know, it used to be years past, I think the first edition of luxury vinyl, you get it near a window with direct sunlight, and it had a tendency to curl up.
Oh, okay.
That since has changed. As long as the content is acceptable for that environment. All manufacturers have recommended installation instructions, window treatments, et cetera, et cetera. You know, carpet's not going away. Carpet's still a big percentage of our business. Hardwood has really picked up.
Engineered.
I don't do much solid in this marketplace, but we do some. But engineered hardwood, yes. As really, really, there's a strong demand as long as it's presented. You know, everybody wants something waterproof. Hardwood in of itself has been around for a long time. It's not going away. So as far as that trend, tile trends seem to change now. Larger format tiles are coming in. 24 by 48s. You know, it used to be 12 by 12s were more popular. Then 12 by 24s now. 24 by 48s and actually even larger are becoming pretty popular.
So that's amazing. So, but in Jimmy Nash home.
Yes.
Are you seeing engineered hardwoods primarily through the first floor tile in the wet areas?
Now you're seeing that, and most of your homes that are over, say, 3,000 square feet, you're going to see it typically going to be hardwood on the first, maybe in the second floor, even in the second floor bedrooms, which is and then you have area rug to kind of dampen the sound a little bit. Typically, you're going to see tile in the bathrooms. I like to put hardwood in a laundry room. Laundry room really, to me, is the one of the areas of the house that doesn't get that much moisture. The area in the house, in my experience, and I've been doing this for 38 years now, is in front of the refrigerator where the ice maker either drops the ice, nobody sees, realizes it was there. That's the, or it gets underneath the refrigerator. But that seems to be probably one of the areas of the house that gets the most moisture. Now, obviously, you can't put hardwood in a bathroom. Powder room, but anytime that there's a shower involved or a bathtub involved could be a potential issue. It's been done, but it still could be an issue.
What are you seeing in showers?
All wall tile, typically to the ceiling, and in some cases, the ceiling. 24 by 48s right now are starting to become incredibly popular. Very popular.
So do you have, I know you've got a showroom, do you have designers on staff that if I came in and said I want to do something in my bath, they can show you?
Yes. There's four people in that showroom that are true professionals that can guide you through that process. And they do that at no charge. And they'll walk you through it.
Great.
Now, sometimes they'll ask for ideas. Everybody, you know, you want to know what your wall paint color is. Is it traditional? Is it a contemporary house? And then it can walk you through the different variables.
Yeah.
And then we offer financing, which helps.
Yeah. What about, so, you know, I'm third generation builder. Blake is a fourth generation builder, and I've hung around this my whole life. You know, everything used to be mud set, and now we're using more Dura-Rock and more of the Schluter type systems and things like that. Is there a reason why we switched? Is it just faster, easier? I mean, let me tell you this. I hate demoing an old mud set bathroom. I mean, because it's incredibly solid. But today, I mean, we don't ever do mud set anymore, hardly.
And it's hard to find somebody that's skilled. I mean, it's a trade that it's a true professional's trade.
Yeah.
We subscribe to the Schluter system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sloped pan. It's already preformed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we use the Curti sheet on the wall, which Schluter allows you to put that. You don't have to be Duroc, but it can actually be, as long as it's a waterproof drywall.
Mm-hmm.
That way, because the drywallers can put that up, we come in with the sheet and we waterproof, and then we install.
Okay, so that's that. That's
sheet.
The orange.
That's the orange sheet, correct?
Is it a solid, or I've also seen like a paper or something.
It's a sheet. It's a I want to say eighth inch thick. It's a fabric, basically.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a waterproof fabric.
Okay.
Now Schluter also makes a wall panel that is completely waterproof. Tape off the seams, and you address that as well.
Okay.
It's just typically ideal, and I think when the drywall crews in there, they let the crews do the drywall. Then we come in and put our membrane up, our waterproofing membrane, put the pan in, get the installation done, and.
Okay, so I have been telling my drywallers not to hang in the showers, to do the Dura-Rock just nailed to the studs. Seem like they
and that's not wrong. Dura-Rock's been around for a long time.
Okay, but it's okay to use the green board drywall
with the Schluter fabric. Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Didn't know that.
100%. The only downside to that is this: it is a challenge for drywall guys not to mud those areas. Mm-hmm. You don't want mud in the seams, is because thin set can break the water-based latex mud down.
Okay.
So the drywall can't be mudded where the area is getting waterproofed.
Interesting.
And if it is mudded, as long as it's primed and painted, you're okay. It just needs to be primed in.
Yeah, but gotcha. Yeah. Any other products that you all have besides flooring?
Window treatments.
Window treatments.
We're a approved Hunter Douglas window treatment dealer.
Okay.
And some of our markets, we're doing incredibly well with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the remote control type window treatments, which you got 15 or 16 windows, and those windows go up 20, 30 feet to the ceiling. You're going to need something that's remote control, or it's electric. So we do carry those as well.
All right. So that's a great lead in for me. We as a family also offer replacement windows.
Okay.
And they're a vinyl window designed for replacements. Some of our remodels we do are homes built in the 70s and 80s that have wood windows that have not been properly maintained. And his brother, my son, Chris Warner, owns Commonwealth Windows here in Lexington.
Okay.
And they rep Rogers Windows, which is a family-made window right here in Lexington, Kentucky. And it competes with the very best of the replacement window thing. So if you have people come in your store and they're looking at your wonderful Hunter Douglas, but they're saying, I need to replace my windows, I think you give them my number, right? 859-421-0800.
What's that number again?
That's it. And if you buy one, we'll give you the second one free. If you buy two in the next 5 minutes, there's something else. Bedford Band, are y'all playing tonight?
We're playing this afternoon.
Oh, cool. For the Derby party?
12 to 1:45.
Okay. Come out to Keeneland. Come out to Keeneland today, 12 to 5. If you've not been to Keeneland for a Derby day, it is spectacular. They throw one of the best parties in my opinion, better than going to the Derby itself. It's a but glad we'll get out there today and hear you guys. Is this Bedford, or is this a Hound, or is this a
Bedford?
Just Bedford. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
there'll be music out there all day.
music all day. And let me just wrap this up by saying we're so proud to be part of the Hound Network. If you are listening today, please support the Hound. This is a local channel that has no corporate pressure. It is strictly Colin and Collie pick the songs, pick the artist, and they're trying to promote people from Kentucky and a Kentucky sound that's second to none. So tune us in on the Hound Network. And as far as the podcast goes, Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon, you can catch us live every Saturday morning like today from 7 to 8. Then you can go to thehoundfm.com,
HoundFM.com?
HoundFM.com. You can see all of our guests. You can go back and listen to any of them. And then we're also, you can pick us up on any place you listen to your podcast. So we're going to sign off for the day. Have a happy Derby day. And we're pulling for Mike Ball and his horse. And we'll be back next Saturday. Mike Warner, 859-421-0800. Our commissions are negotiable, but our service is not. We will be back next week. All right.
Listen to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon, presented by The Hound, 96.1 FM, Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., followed by the Horse Racing Radio Network from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.